think about the service center. I'd like to share a couple of thoughts about it. You know, it's again, we have facts about the project in an effort to clear up some misinformation that's been circulating around the community and social media. So I want to thank our staff, first of all, come to work every day, show up ready to do their jobs. One goal in mind, to make Valley City a better place. They work under the direction of the City Commission. We set the policies and they carry them out. They do this work with respect and integrity and professionalism and a dedication. Now, lately there have been numerous inaccurate claims made about concerning this project. Some of those claims have suggested that employees or officials have been dishonest or that information has been hidden from the public. That's not true. At every step, whenever our project manager or engineer has new information, we make it public. Suggesting otherwise creates a false narrative and, frankly, it damages an established trust. Let me be clear too, is who's actually leading this project? The design, engineering, and day-to-day management of the project are being handled by McGough Construction, serving as construction manager at risk. And what that process does, it gives us a professional project manager who oversees the work, coordinates contractors, helps us keep costs under control. KLJ has acted in a supporting role by completing the civil engineering site design and environmental testing and assisting with soil remediation. And our city engineers are good people. With McGough's construction management expertise and the oversight of our city administrator and city engineer, the project is still on track, remains with or even under budget. One point of confusion that's been about contaminants released into the soil on the construction site. This is a pre-existing issue on the property that has been addressed in project status updates made available to the public. You can view these updates on homepage of the city's website or by requesting a copy from City Hall. We're working closely with the North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality to make sure that the soil distributed for construction of the service center complex is properly cleaned and the material will be handled in a manner that does not create environmental issues in other areas of the city or county. I encourage everyone to get information from the right sources. Attend City Commission meetings, follow the city's social media page, read project updates, check local news, or simply reach out to a commissioner directly with your questions. Social media rumors are not the same as facts. Now, our staff has been flooded with dozens, possibly hundreds, of calls, texts, and emails from a small number of citizens in recent months to discuss matters that have already been addressed by city officials. While it's important people ask questions, that level of communication is pulling employees away from the work they need to be doing for the rest of the community, including our friends and family and neighbors. And they look to our city employees for assistance. If we want this project and the other important work of the city done right and on time, we need to let our people focus on their jobs. Let's remember that public debate works best when it's respectful. We may not always agree on policies, but the people who work for the city deserve our respect. They come to work every day with the goal of improving this community. If we can all stay informed, stay engaged, and work together on solutions, we'll continue moving Valley City forward. I worked with a guy who handled some pretty big projects, and his motto was tough on the issues, but easy on the people. So we must respect each other. We don't have to beat somebody up just because we disagree on an item. or an issue. So let's be tough on the issues and easy on the people.